Becoming a Wild Animal. One night, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that terrified him. He immediately called all of his counselors and fortune tellers. He told them the dream, but they couldn't make sense of it. Finally, he called for Daniel and said, "I know you have the spirit of the gods in you. You have the answers to all mysteries. I had a terrible dream last night, and no one can interpret it for me. I'll tell it to you, so you can tell me what it means. I saw a tree in the middle of the earth. It was tall and strong. Everyone on earth could see it. Even heaven looked at it. Oh, it had beautiful leaves and enough fruit for everyone to have as much as they wanted. It provided shelter for the animals, and birds lived in its branches. I was admiring the tree when a messenger came from heaven. The Holy One yelled so that all could hear, 'Cut down this tree, chop off its branches and strip off its leaves, and scatter the fruit. Chase away the animals and birds, but be careful. Leave the stump with its root still in the ground. Secure it with bands of iron and bronze. Now leave him alone for 7 years. He'll have the mind of an animal and eat grass in the field. Each morning he'll be covered with the dew of heaven. He'll stay this way until he realizes the Most High is the supreme ruler over all the kingdoms of the earth. He gives them to whomever he wants. He could even give a kingdom to a lowly slave. Daniel, this is what I dreamed. You're the only one that can tell me what it means.' Daniel was shocked. He didn't say a thing, but just stared at the king. Nebuchadnezzar said, 'Daniel, don't be afraid. Simply tell me, what does it mean?' 'Oh, my king, I wish the meaning was for your enemies, but it's not. You are the tree, tall and strong. You benefit people far and wide. The Holy One, coming down from heaven, passed a judgment on you. You'll be driven away from people and live like a wild animal. You'll eat grass and sleep under the dew of night. You'll stay that way for 7 years until you realize the Most High is the supreme ruler over all kingdoms. He gives them to whomever he wants.' Still, the Holy One said to leave the tree stump with its roots. This means your kingdom will be waiting for you once you acknowledge that heaven rules. Oh, here's my advice. Remove sin from your life. Be just. Show mercy. Perhaps God will show mercy on you." 1 year later, Nebuchadnezzar was walking on the roof of his palace in Babylon. Suddenly he stopped and said, "Look at this. It's Babylon the Great, and I've built it. I've done it because I'm powerful. This kingdom shows my great glory." While he was still saying these words, a voice from heaven said to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, I'm taking this kingdom from you. People will chase you away, and you'll live among the animals. You'll graze on grass for 7 years. You'll stay there until you learn the Most High is in control of all kingdoms. He can give them to whomever he chooses." Immediately, the king went insane. People finally forced him from the palace, and he went out into the fields. He ate grass for food. His hair grew long, and his fingernails were like claws. The dew covered him each night. At the end of 7 years, he looked up into the sky, and his sanity returned to him. He said, I praise the Most High. He lives forever, and there is no end to his kingdom. He does what he wants, and no one can hold him back." God sent nobles and advisors looking for him. When they saw that he was back in his right mind, they reinstated him to his old position. He had his kingdom back. But from that day on, he always said, "I praise and exalt the glory of the King of Heaven. His works are true and just."